Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you this morning?
Good, good. I'm glad to have you with me today. We've got some pretty good news out of Washington this morning. Two things happened yesterday. The House passed the tax cut bill, so that's going to move on to Obama today. And while that does raise the national debt, which is something a lot of people aren't in favor of, it does remove a lot of uncertainty. And on the other side, you know, got the Senate killing that $1.3 trillion spending bill that had all those earmarks in it. So that takes away a lot of uncertainty. Don't you think that'll be positive news?
Absolutely. And I'm glad to see that that they killed that bill with all the spending in it, because that would have taken a lot of cash out of the system to fund that debt. And, you know, it's a zero-sum game in the end. Somebody's got to pay for all this spending, and, you know, we're running out of gas there.
Yeah. Well, I should introduce, for those that might not know, Santo, you're an economist, and you put together an annual report on the flooring market called the U.S. Floor Report, but you also do a quarterly report called the Market Monitor, which is a more in-depth report, and I think you just finished the year-end one, and so I wanted to talk about maybe a couple of highlights from that. One of the things you were telling me was about a little bit of an uptick in the ceramic market. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're seeing ceramic tile, I believe, lead us out of this gloom and doom. Imports are starting to come back. The foreign producers here are showing good financial results on their quarterly reports. To be sure, 2009 was a horrible year. So, you know, with the law of numbers, you're going to have some large percent increases, even though the magnitude of the change is less than the percents would indicate.
So 2009 was horrible, 10 was kind of flat, relatively flat, and what's 11 going to be like?
We're expecting 11 to slowly, this whole economy is slowly pulling itself out of what they call the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
And this recession, unlike many before it, was a financially led recession, and it was a financial bubble that burst with the subprimes and the investment banks on Wall Street. Those kinds of recessions, unlike real estate bubbles when they break or the dot-com bubble when it broke in the 90s, the financially oriented recessions tend to take much longer and are much more excruciating to recover from. Plus, the uncertainty that the federal government threw into the mix, I think, made the situation even worse than it needed to be. It totally exacerbated all of the problems that we had.
And like we say at the beginning of this interview, I mean, some of this uncertainty was removed last night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I hope that when the new Congress was sworn in, that they're going to move in a different direction, one that looks at giving incentives on the private side and less on the government side, and get this economy moving again.
More of the Reaganomics concept versus the government incentive.
Yeah, get away from Keynesian economics, yeah. Which no matter how many times it fails, people continue to employ it. I don't get it, but you know, I'm not in Washington either.
Yeah, well, I guess they got to pay back the guys that took them there.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. As you look at 11, and since you just put out your market monitor, I know there's probably three sectors we could talk about for a minute. One is the commercial market. Obviously, you know, a lot of people are seeing a little bit of activity on the replacement side. What do you think is causing that?
Well, a couple things. The corporate profits have been strong the last several quarters. I'm sure anybody who's listened to the news has heard about all the cash that major corporations have been accumulating because of their profitability. That's a big driver in the renovation business. It's also a driver in the new construction business as well. On the other hand, we've also got drivers from just pure demographic. If you look at healthcare spending, healthcare demand continues to drive upwards, and healthcare has consistently been a growth area for new construction and for renovation. Same with institutional. You know, we seem to have a growth industry in crime, and you know, prisons and public safety facilities and things like that have a consistent demand and throughout this recession, and the funding seems to have been there. The commercial market seems to have hit bottom earlier in the year and now starting to turn around.
And this is actually the first recovery from a recession where we've seen the commercial market start to heat up before we've seen it on the residential side.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, exactly. And now on the residential side, you know, there's basically two sectors there. There's the builder sector and then the existing home sector. What are your findings there?
Well, existing home sales continue to lag, as does new construction. Mm-hmm. The consumer, however, continues to do renovation, and that's holding up to some degree the residential side. Not enough to grow it, but enough to mitigate losses from the new construction side, where we've had the horrendous overbuilding of the past, and now we're coming out of that. The lack of lending on the consumer side, too, has hurt, among other things, and high unemployment and a number of other factors, has hurt existing home sales and existing home turnover, which is also a driver for renovation business. Most people renovate within the first 2 years of buying an existing home. They want to make it more like what they want, and so they take that opportunity in the initial term of the home to conform it to what they want. Mm-hmm. On a separate note, we track internet usage, and we're seeing, floor covering retail internet usage and hits on floor covering manufacturer sites going up. So the consumer and the general public is out there on the internet, checking out sites, looking for information, hopefully as a portending some purchases down the road.
That's interesting. You know, just in the last couple of weeks, we've gotten three major suppliers in this business, Mohawk, Beaulieu, and Armstrong, have all completely revamped their consumer sites. So that's probably good timing for that.
Absolutely. And not to throw any kudos to Armstrong, but they have the most popular manufacturer site, along with Shaw, in the business right now.
Yeah, actually, some people say that it's hard to separate Armstrong's investor and ceiling from flooring, so it's hard to compare their flooring traffic to just overall traffic. It is one of the highest trafficked sites.
And recently, Shaw has come on to challenge them at the top of that list, and their sites have been revamped, and apparently the public likes what it sees there.
Yeah. Well, consumer sentiment's a big part of flooring sales, especially when you start talking about replacement side. You know, what's your call about sentiment?
We're starting to see that turn around. I think with the election just passed, people think that they're starting to get a handle on the situation in Washington, where in the past people felt that Washington just didn't listen, just didn't care. With the huge change in the makeup of Congress, that, starting to feel a little more comfortable. We're starting to see some break in hiring, very, very small, very early, which has given people some enthusiasm. But, it's going to be a slow climb out of the mire, and going to be a little bit longer before we see true daylight.
Yeah, I think you're right about the unemployment. I'm looking for somebody right now, and we just ran a story on floridaily.net the other day about the CEOs. A lot of them are in a hiring mode.
Yeah, generally, employment is a lagging indicator. It's the last thing that companies do once they're guaranteed or sure that the economy is turned around.
Right.
They don't like to jerk people's life. I'm sure you don't want to hire somebody just to lay them off in 6 months.
That's right, exactly. All right, well, Santo, about to run out of time. I just want to touch base with you. Now, if somebody's interested in finding out more about the Market Monitor, how can they find out more information about it?
Just give us a call at 610-927-2299, and we'd be more than happy to discuss it with you.
All right, again, we've been talking to Santo Tresivia with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloorDaily.net.